Hey guys, welcome to Pol Ke Pol. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Aap jahan pe bhi ho, we are back again with Pagla Pota, that is Dhaval Rathod. Dhaval, how are you? It's been so long.
I am very happy because you got me these new headphones after that feedback you got that last headset was for call. Okay. And so it was very fun kind of thing, no? Matlab hum log aise time pass mein kar rahe the that thing. Okay. But then we kind of dove into a little serious things also, and then that reel got some traction, okay, and they got lost so many comments, okay, and same as what you said, no, camera quality abhi bhi fuck wala hai mera, okay, headphones are nice, so I think the sound quality is better, so you shouldn't have any problem editing, okay, but I'm happy to be back, okay, as I said, this is number one podcast, my favorite podcast.
Sawal.
So happy to be back.
You're legally obligated to say that. Good to see you. Good to have you. What's up? What have you been doing? Kya chal raha hai aajkal?
Riri got married. So that was one. Okay. All the friends getting married. And the pool's shrinking now.
Friend of ours got married. And mutual friend. And funnily enough, the first time Dhaval and I were on a podcast, Rishi was also a part of that podcast. So obviously, this was a special day. And it was amazing. So a lot of us met together, and Dhaval and I just, it was a day before yesterday, we were chilling together.
Yeah.
I forgot.
On Saturday night,
right? Yeah, it was a nice place. It was by the beach in Bombay. Okay. It was by the beach in Bombay, full andhera tha, so you couldn't see the gandagi, you know, and you know, the alcohol was there. It was all really nice. It was lots of fun. And Rishi just got married, like really happy for Rishi. And let's protect the privacy of the other person. Rishi doesn't need or deserve privacy. So there's that. But speaking of which, I would say just before, by the way, before I attended Rishi's wedding party, I went to watch John Wick 4. And I literally came out of the movie theater and there were just like, I literally wrote on WhatsApp, I just literally wrote, watch John Wick 4. And I forwarded that message to like 15 people. I think I shared it with you also. Like
I saw it already with Sir Sri Sri Karma.
You saw it before me, dude. You saw it before me. I was like,
the night before. Man. The night before.
Yeah.
But lovely movie. So anyone who's asking me, okay. So every Friday evening, okay, we keep on discussing every weekend pe kya karenge. And then I just told my friends ki I'm planning to go John Wick 4. So I went to office this morning and they're like, kaisa movie, kya review? Mera review straightforward. It's a 2 hour, 50 minute movie. Usme se 10 minute ka story hai. Usme bhi dialogues kaisa hai? John Wick, are you hungry? Yes. John Wick, are you thirsty? Yes. Aisa kuch to dialogue hai. Aur baad mein,
are you ready, John?
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Full action, but the best action I've ever seen in the longest time. The work is tremendous. I'm not going to give a lot of spoilers because people have to watch it. Go and watch it. Super movie.
Absolutely. Dude, I'll tell you what, funnily enough, your t-shirt is also like somewhat defining John Wick. He's the lone wanderer and he's hunting and he's being hunted in the movie. I would say, and you know what, I'm not even kidding. I went to watch John Wick 4 with my wife. I just told her, I was ready for John Wick 4 in 2022 itself because main pura list nikala ki 2023 mein kya hai, kya nahi hai. And I saw all of that and I was like, bro, this is, you know, like John Wick 4 aa raha hai. Ye to pakka dekhna hai. Oppenheimer dekhna hai, John Wick 4 dekhna hai. And a couple of others definitely dekhna hai. But John Wick 4 was right up there. And just like 1 week one week ago I was just checking my phone and I was like, bro, John Wick 4 ka Twitter pe reviews aa raha hai. I'm like, what do you mean by reviews aa raha hai? And then I realized ki it's almost releasing and uska early premiere ho chuka hai critics ke liye. So main bola, fuck dude, India mein kab ho raha hai? And I checked, I was like, yaar ye Friday ko ho raha hai. I booked the tickets and everything and I was like, you know what, I told my wife, we are booking, we are going, baat khatam. I just asked her ki when is a convenient time, Saturday morning, done. Uske baad, you know, it just hit me. Like, I was like, have you seen John Wick? She's like, no. Like, then why did you agree to come with me? She's like, you are so excited. I was like, okay. I'm like, fuck, dude. I'm not even kidding. We went on Amazon Prime and because it's now on Lionsgate Play, we had to rent John Wick 1, 2, and 3.
Okay. Tere paas Lionsgate Play ka bhi subscription hai.
नहीं है, वही तो बोल रहा हूँ, नहीं है. बट इफ यू वॉन्ट टू वॉच जॉन विक इन इंडिया, यू विल हैव टू गो ऑन अमेजॉन प्राइम. ठीक है, एंड इवन व्हेन यू गो टू अमेजॉन प्राइम, दे आर लाइक लायंस गेट पे है. So I'm like, fuck you, I don't want Lionsgate, man. What is this? What did I pay you for? They're like, okay, now if you want to watch John Wick, you'll have to rent it, 69 rupees, one movie. And for 2 days, you get it, or 30 days, you get it, whatever. And we rented it, and I was like, dekh, main toh dekh chuka hai, tu dekh. And she saw it, dude, and she's like, bro, ye sirf maramari kar raha hai. I'm like, shut up, dude, what's wrong with you? I'm like, come on, it's amazing. Just look what he's doing with that pencil and shit. She's like, nee, he's just fighting a lot. I'm like, that's his point. He's John Wick. And she's like, achha, but can he relax a bit? He's like, no, he can't. It was damn fun, dude. But by the time we went to watch the movie, right? She was like all tuned in. She was like, you know, she was warmed up. Dam perfect. Maine prep kara liya tha uska. And we went and we were watching. Dude, I thought John Wick 4 would be like a movie where I'm just like, bro, kitna, matlab, you know, we'll have to ignore the story and just focus on the fight scenes, correct? Dude, the story was good. The story was good. The acting was fantastic. The casting was superb. Dude, it was just incredible. And the best action movie I've seen in a long, long, long time. Yeah, the best.
Agreed, agreed, agreed.
Tell me, what are your thoughts when you were watching the movie?
I told you, it was fun. Okay, bits and pieces, I felt like hits of Bollywood also. If you recollect the scene towards the end, what the dog did, right? So, bits and pieces of Bollywood also, I felt. And maybe the West also started aping Bollywood a little because they think Kya Acha Masala is fine. You know, even saw those tidbits in Marvel movies also, where they're trying to trying to be funny and all, right?
That Johnny Lever type of thinky, you know, I'll put some dialogue here and there, make a funny expression. Chris Pratt has succeeded in that, you know, like, you know, get six packs and act like fucking Johnny Lever. Yeah. So that's and that's how Marvel works, and it's weird. But anyway, I get your point. Dude, like, the camera work in John Wick was insane, and I'm not a film critic, okay? Mereko nahi samajhta cinematography, mujhe nahi samajhta, I'll be very honest. But the camera work, there's this sequence, like, I won't spoil it for anyone. That top-down sequence in that building, it was incredible. I was like, bro, ho kya raha hai, chal kya raha hai. It was madness, and the soundtrack was superb, and even when they are in, like,
I was actually going to say that, because what I feel is, what works for action movies is soundtrack and camera work. Okay, you I think you pick up any action movie, and that's just my take. Okay, I may be wrong, but camera work and soundtrack, kyunki kaisa rehta hai ki you're fighting, okay, a soundtrack agar ekdam thoda sa adrenaline pumping type ka rahega na, to maza aata hai dekhne mein. Right, if you've seen Batman also, okay, I love Batman too. I know I have differing views, but I love Batman, okay, and especially because the way it looked on screen, okay, the camera work, the colors, okay, as you said, I don't understand, okay, but when you know it looks nice, you just know. At least we are human to know, kaisa ye to badhiya hai na, hai na, you can tell. Maybe the the experts and the technicians, they know how to do it, but when you look at it on screen, we listen to all that music and soundtrack, you know instantly ye badhiya hai. You just feel it.
It fits.
It fits. Exactly. It fits. Yeah. So that's what with action movies also. Even for Batman, no, I love the soundtrack. Especially the one, the club scene, okay? It's all club techno scene. Music. It keeps on changing. Goes up, down, up, down, up, down. Badhiya laga hai aapko. So I think that is what with action movies it works is. That if you nail the camera work and the soundtrack, no, you're through. Then it takes. Yeah. So it takes care of itself. As I said, John P. kya hai? 10-15 minute ka dialogue story hai. Rest is all madhar.
Yeah.
But then I loved every bit of it. I didn't feel like yaar ye kya hai chal raha hai.
Yeah. And even the ending, like, obviously no spoilers. It was smart. I thought the ending would be some Bollywood, Hollywood shit. It wasn't. It was a smart ending. I really liked it, dude. And everyone's performance was superb. And I was like, bro, kya chal raha hai? There were so many moments. I was like, I was just like, whoa. Like, bachpan mein karne ka tha. Like, aray dekho, Vegeta became Super Saiyan 3. I became that kid, dude, again. It was incredible. Yeah. Just superb.
But did you feel like the ending was open-ended?
Oh, of course, they have to, dude. Like, come on. Let's not get into it. But yeah, obviously, it's like, hey, I have, because it's a no-spoiler thingy, I'll just say ki opening rakhna hi padega, dude. The studio won't, you know, like the studio will be like open.
Just shut down the franchise like that.
Yeah. They'll be like open-ended hai, tum karoge wo. So anyway, so there's that. And I myself want to, you know, do that. And you know, the best part about John Wick 4, if you remember, like Cyberpunk karke game yaad hai na tereko. Cyberpunk 2077. Like Keanu Reeves actually went there to promote that video game. He was paid for it, obviously, handsomely. And if you think about it, like there were elements of Cyberpunk in bloody, you know, like John Wick 4. Yeah, but Cyberpunk was a failure, like a huge like embarrassment when it was launched, at least. So I'm like, bro, that was also crazy. But yeah, that's it was a great weekend, I would say, last weekend. And mujhe to bahut maza aaya, dude. Like movie dekha, dost ke shaadi mein matlab party kiya, and then obviously, like, you know, I watched Last of Us, which I would highly recommend to anyone and everyone. The Last of Us currently on Hotstar, 31st March ke baad ja raha hai, matlab. Oh dude, Hotstar got fucked, by the way, you know that, right? Like HBO is taking out all.
They took away F1, they took away IPL. So, bacha kya hai? There's nothing left. So, I'm getting this notifications on Hotstar asking me to renew. And I'm like, abhi kya karu yaar? Main tere ko renew karke. I don't even watch anything.
Yeah. Tu agar Premier League dekhta hai,
but I don't watch.
And dude, I'm not even kidding, they're very smart that way. They even have a, like, at least they had like one tier of subscription which lets you watch only Premier League games. And काफी सस्ते में, because उनको पता है ऐसा बहुत पब्लिक है सिर्फ प्रीमियर लीग देखता है बाकी like you know I don't care types, so they had something of that sort.
So it makes sense for those who are watching it, right? मैं तो बहुत I'm like avid cricket follower, तो मैं तो उसपे रणजी भी देखता था. Like I've seen Vidarbha Ranji team winning it twice. I was so happy. I had Hotstar subscription and thanks to Jio. Jio is the one. It was 2016-17 when Jio's free. So मैं full on streaming कर रहा था. I'd gone to see my nani. And I was on the way in my bus. I was just watching Vidarbha winning the Ranji Trophy. It was the greatest.
Yeah.
But I don't have any reason now. As you said, F1 chala gaya.
No, but don't they show WPL? Don't they show WPL on Hotstar?
No, it's on Jio Cinema, no. I'm at home. Jio Cinema.
IPL to chala hi gaya. Matlab aane wala hai. WPL bhi chala gaya. I'm sorry, I don't watch WPL. Not that I'm against anyone or anything. I don't even watch IPL. I don't even watch IPL.
No, whenever I find time, I absolutely watch WPL, and yesterday's game was absolutely amazing. Mumbai versus Delhi. Okay, so Mumbai Indians won the first ever, the inaugural WPL. But a tremendous match. Okay, so Delhi.
Mota bhai is not going to lose the first one. Sorry. Next.
So Delhi was batting first. Okay, and they're losing wickets on intervals. Okay, and at a point in time, they were 79-9. Okay, that's where they are. Shikha Pandey.
Mumbai?
Yeah, Shikha. No. Delhi. Delhi Capitals. Okay.
Delhi.
So Shikha Pandey and Radha Yadav, they're both in the Indian national side, right? So they are there on the ground, okay? Last weekend stand, okay? And they beat the shit out of Mumbai bowlers. They were just thrashing them. It was like they were. Bro, but from 79-9, they took them to 131. 131, 132. Oof. Okay. 52 runs last wicket partnership. It was mad. The way they played, it was mad. And they put them in a respectable position so that, you know, Delhi Capitals could at least defend. And towards the end also, Mumbai was kind of struggling, but then they managed it. But it was good.
It's
game. And then there was another game on the parallel happening between South Africa and West Indies. And that was mad.
What is that?
Okay. West Indies scored 259. Yeah, bro. 20 overs made 259. I mean, seriously? I just don't know what is next now. Abhi 259 ho gaya, abhi 300 jayega, 350. What is going to happen to cricket, bro? 20 over mein, people are scoring these many runs. Okay, and South Africa was also chasing. In 5 hours, they crushed it. Sauran unne 5 over mein bana diye.
Dhaval, my question is it because bowlers are not good enough, or the pitch is bad, or the rules are pro batsmen? What is it like? Please tell me. I don't know.
It's a combination of everything. Okay.
Okay.
See, aisa hai logo ko, I feel, again, personal opinion, logo ko runs dekhne mein maza aata hai. Okay, I don't know, but I've always felt that there's like a slight bias, okay, and you know it's a little anti bowlers. Okay. So सबको मजा आता है चौका छक्का देखने में. That is why they are now creating flat tracks. ठीक है. जिसमें मार सकते हैं आराम से. बॉल बैट पे आएगा. It doesn't wobble much. Doesn't do much movement. Turn नहीं होएगा. Spin नहीं होएगा. ऐसा कुछ. हाँ. Very predictable. बैट पे आएगा बस घुमाने का है. All you need is brute force now. ठीक है. And that is thankfully there in today's cricketers. Okay. They're focusing so much on their body, their physique. They've got the strength now. तो ये हो रहा है. ठीक है. That is there. Plus the rules have changed a lot. They've gotten more batsman friendly again. There's something called as power play. पहले कैसा होता था in ODI cricket. हाँ, in ODI cricket till 15 overs, first 15 overs, they would have to be like 6 men in the circle. I think 6 का या ज़्यादा. हाँ, within the circle. And then after 15 overs, you were open to spread the field. ठीक है. But now this power play 1, this power play 2, this power play 3, फिर उसके बाद में free hit आ गया तो मतलब तू उसपे कुछ भी कर सकते हो, उसपे भी out नहीं हो सकता है. So there's a lot of rules that are in favor of the batsman now. So it's become a little easier, I'd say. Okay. And not taking away anything from the talent. People are also focusing now because, as I said, they're more stronger, I feel. They're focusing more on their strength, their stamina and everything. Pehle players, if you remember, okay, the most unfit people were also playing cricket. We've seen that.
It is not a fit. See, some of the greatest batsmen of all time were very unfit. Like, unfit for a cricketer. They were unfit for a human being. Like, Inzamamul Haq, like that Arjuna Ranatunga. Like, fucking Sehwag, I'm sorry, but like, what the fuck?
So, they would just stand there and hit. No, that was the thing. They would just stand there at the crease and they're just hitting. So, these players are again, they're hitting. हाँ हाँ एब्सोल्युटली एब्सोल्युटली बट देन अगेन गेम्स इवॉल्व राइट तो ये तो मजा आएगा तो ये चलता रहेगा चलता रहेगा सेम गोज फॉर टेस्ट क्रिकेट आल्सो नाउ सो क्रिकेट कंटिन्यूज टू इवॉल्व वी सीइंग बेटर क्रिकेट ऑफ कोर्स नंबर्स देयर विल बी मोर रन्स आई गेस देयर विल बी सम डेज एज वी हैव सीन एंड ऑल्दो दीस आर ऑल टर्निंग ट्रैक्स रैंक टर्नर्स व्हाट वी सॉ इन इंडिया ऑस्ट्रेलिया बट देन नॉट टेकिंग अवे फ्रॉम द बॉलर्स राइट दीस गाइस कैन स्पिन इट टेक्स सम टैलेंट टू स्पिन ऐसे हवा में नहीं होता है So it's a mix of that, but a little bent towards.
Is it a good thing or a bad thing for cricket that like batsmen are favored? Like, where do you think this is going? You think people will just look at it like, where is the fun in this? You know, because if the bowling attack is really good, dude, I have always seen this. I have always felt this when the total is too low and the bowling sides are equally good. You know, and total is like 122 win in 20 overs, and then the other side is like pehle hi 4 wicket le liya hai, and you are struggling. That is also a crazy game. So
I love bowlers. Matlab, main personally, I used to bowl a lot, and I love bowling as an art. Batting is okay, matlab theek hai, but bowling is also an art, a tremendous art. Okay. I mean, look at Jimmy Anderson till the age of 40. Bro, my favorite bowler is very. It's a very tricky question. I've never thought of anybody as a bowler. If you ask me ki kon mere liye bowl karega if my life pe banna hai, so I think I would pick Wasim Akram.
Yeah, perfect answer.
I think perfect that answer. One bowler, absolute. What? Kya reversing karta tha yaar? What master? What master? That
guy. Super.
So him, then there are a lot of bowlers. Okay, I love watching a lot of bowling also. Wasim Akram, tremendous spells. Curtly Ambrose, kya bowler tha, if you remember that legendary spell of 1-for-7 in Australia. Some next level bowling. Zahir Khan also has bowled some tremendous spells. We've seen Jimmy Anderson bowl so much. There are a lot of bowlers jo aake chale gaye. Steve Harbison tha, Matthew Hogarth tha.
Yes.
What ball? Simon Jones. I remember that Ashes series. I love watching it still till date. So, bowlers boss are. It's very difficult for me to choose. And then Shane Warne. Murli Dharan. Okay. Tremendous bowlers. Yes. Kumble. What a legend. Kumble aisa tha ki, I remember reading this somewhere that a lot of selectors were actually skeptical to pick Kumble because unko lagta tha ye turn hi nahi kar pata hai.
Yeah.
Kumble जिस ट्रेजिक्टरी के साथ में जिस स्पीड के साथ में बॉल करता था ना देयर वाज नेक्स्ट लेवल आई मीन इट्स नॉट अ जोक कि तुम ऐसे ही विकेट्स ले लो ओके इज लाइक द
500 विकेट ना कुमरे अनिल कुमरे इज टेस्ट में 500 विकेट्स इफ आई एम नॉट रॉन्ग अनिल कुमरे टेस्ट इज 500
विकेट्स आई थिंक ही फिनिश्ड एट 600 ऑर समथिंग 690
ओके या बट आई नो ही क्रॉस 500 दैट्स फॉर श्योर he did cross 500. And yeah, Kumble couldn't really, you know, people would always say that he can't turn the ball as much as Harbhajan can. But Anil Kumble had like more brains and accuracy and he was deadly fast, dude. Anil Kumble 115 jaane ka uska ball, yaar. Tu kya baat kar raha hai uska?
Matlab, fourth inning mein, if we are defending a total, no, our captains always went to Anil Kumble. Okay, hands down. So no questions asked. If they were playing in India, they were just two pairs who would bowl, Kumble and Harbhajan. Or maybe some other spinner like Murali Karthik. But Kumble was always there, the common denominator. And wohi ek pair rehta tha, wohi bowl karte rehta tha. Till they got it. And they won so many matches also.
Yeah. Kumble and Harbhajan have done a lot for us. You spoke about all those great bowlers from the past, right? Who are some of your favorite bowlers? Like, who is your favorite bowler right now? Like, who's actively playing right now?
Right now, I think Shaheen Afridi is a very good bowler.
Yeah,
Shaheen Afridi, he decimated our batting lineup. Although I feel like also we weren't fully into that game that day that we lost to Pakistan, but Shaheen Afridi is some bowler.
But I feel Shaheen Afridi is injury prone, by the way. I feel key.
He's been dusted. Bumrah is also a nice bowler. Bumrah is also like chota run up hai, but Yorker marta hai. It was always disappointing that you know he would be found on the other side of the crease with a no ball every time he took a wicket. But Bumrah is Bumrah. Wo sahi bowler hai.
Bumrah.
And Shaheen Afridi. Even Mitchell Stark. Since you were talking about current bowlers, I just missed Jimmy Anderson. Always there. Mitchell Stark is another bowler. Tremendous.
Yeah.
There's just so much cricket these days and there's so much pressure. Sometimes I wonder how are these guys even able to cope. And there's so many expectations also, right? There's tum ye jeeto, wo jeeto, IPL jeetlo, WTC jeetlo, World Cup jeetlo, T20 jeetlo. And there's so much criticism. It just makes me wonder how these boys are actually coping up with all of that pressure. And a lot of these people say, acha nahi, we shun social media, we don't read anything that's written about us, we just focus on a game and all that. But the level of, mental scrutiny. Toughness, whatever the word for that is, but that level it takes, no. It's just some next level. But it's not just talent. To be able to cope with that amount of pressure is something else. I mean, I can only imagine being a Kohli.
Yeah. And on top of that, internal politics. They also must have their own internal politics, right? They are like, yaar, ye desh mein sirf 11 log khel sakte hain first team mein. And you have like people, like crores of people waiting to take your place. Like this is like worse than IIT JEE, right? Ki bro, tu do series barabar nahi khela, tu down hai. You know, unless you're obviously like even Kohli ko, there are like Kohli needs to rest and ye and wo and all of that. And I think like bahut pressure hota, I agree with you. And in the social media era, it's even more difficult. And by the way, when you say na that oh, we don't check social media, I don't think that's really true. If they are like, you know, and see India mein to especially, there will be people who will, you know, in their entourage who's going to tell them ki bro, ye baat ho raha hai tere baare. Okay, if nothing else, the brand manager is going to tell them ki boss, like thoda sa down hai aapka sentiment analysis.
If nothing but na, the audience, if they're fielding at the boundary, no, the audience will surely tell them. Rishabh Pant boundary ke paas agar by chance khada rahega na, usse bole Urvashi ye kya bol rahi hai, tere ko dekha dekha kya Rishabh. So we will ensure that they are told ki what is happening on social media.
I swear to God, dude, like you can't escape it. Like when you are, you know, near the like fielding, matlab, near the fucking boundary rope, इंडियन ऑडियंसेस एंड इंडियन क्राउड्स आर अनफॉरगिविंग. अपना लाइक बाहर का लोग बोलता है कम ऑन ये वो, अपना आप लाइक ए उर्वशी ए कैच पकड़ना ए, एंड देन आई नो लाइक आईपीएल वगैरह हमने देखा है, यू नो हाउ पीपल डू इट राइट, लाइक कि ए ए एंड समथिंग और द अदर विल कीप सेइंग और समथिंग, एंड आई रिमेंबर लिटरली रिमेंबर लाइक वन डूड टेलिंग नेहरा ए नेहरा हगना बनकर ए नेहरा, एंड लाइक आई रिमेंबर आशीष नेहरा मतलब मुंबई इंडियंस लाइक इन लाइक नवी मुंबई, एंड आई वाज लाइक ब्रो क्या मतलब थोड़ा आराम से, बट आई रिमेंबर लाइक येलिंग लाइक you know like I remember yelling so much during one game that I had lost my voice for one day, you know, and I'm not proud of it even. I was like giving a lot of trash to one of the players, but yeah, but even back then I remember AB de Villiers was like super popular even back then, yeah. When I had gone to watch many years ago, super popular guy, but yeah, fuck, I didn't expect to talk about cricket so much today, but yeah, good to reminisce over like a shared memory. Oh, by the way, last question on cricket. You think we are going to win the World Cup this year? 50-50 over?
No. It's difficult.
Are India mein ho chada hai? Because in India mein ho chada
hai. Toh bhi. It's still difficult according to me. Like I'm really rooting for the team, of course, and I want the team to win. But the way we are playing right now, and all our star players like Rishabh Pant met with an accident, fortunately. Bumrah is not able to come out of that injury. Shreyas Iyer is also down with injury. So a lot of key players na wo log aise baith rahe hain, other players of ours, they're just performing like aise beech beech mein aata hai, like there will be glimpses of some inconsistent hai, the glimpses of some talent, some performance, some brilliance, and then they'll go down immediately. This is always Surya Kumar, right? In the previous series he was just hitting everything out of the park, okay, everything out of the ground, and now this series sara match mein wo pehla ball pe out ho gaya. Every match.
He got some multiple ducks in a row, I think. I read something about it, yeah.
So, pata nahi yaar. I mean, just up and down. But let's see. I mean, since we are going to be playing at home, I hope the advantage works out in our favor and we win the World Cup.
Interesting. I hope so. See, I know that because we are playing at home and elections are coming in next year, I think there is more than enough reason that India finds a way to win. Let me just put it that way. I think we find a way to win, okay?
Bro. And
it's like, think about it, dude. Like, that's thoda soch.
Bro, bhai, ye to, this is some
thoda Illuminati. Thoda 2 plus 2 karna,
bhai. And also, if you think about it, the final is going to happen at Narendra Modi Stadium only in Ahmedabad.
Obviously, aur kidhar hoga? It will not happen in Rahul Gandhi Stadium in Kerala, na, because he's suspended. What do you think of that shit, dude? Rahul Gandhi just got suspended. Like, I'm like, whoa, aisa hota hai kya? Aisa matlab, literally out of the parliament and all because he lost a defamation case. I'm like, ye politician log pe to case hota hai rata hai. Like, what happened to Rahul Gandhi? And I was like, dude, what the hell? What do you think about it? Like, you think it's a big challenge? Like, is democracy dying as Rahul Gandhi is claiming, or this is just some natak from both sides?
I don't know, man. It's Rahul Gandhi again. Matlab, you can't, when you say Rahul Gandhi, I just can't think of anything serious. But the democracy is not dying, okay? See, I think when he was in power, na, even he should have done something about it. So, this is my take on this, okay? When these guys were in power, okay? And it's very hypocritical of, I'll very strongly say this, it's very hypocritical of whoever has filed that case, okay? Because when Rahul Gandhi or Congress in general were in power, or not even in power for that matter, they say the most crazy stuff about Sonia Gandhi, his mother. Like, kitna ganda lagta rahega yaar. They're talking about his mom and they're saying all this nonsense, okay? And just the moment he says anything about someone, okay, they're like, yeah, kaise bol sakte is about the leader of the country and this and that. That's so hypocritical, no? Keep it parliamentary all the time then, okay?
Yeah.
So, it doesn't make sense to me. Then maybe Rahul Gandhi also should have done something about it.
Yeah.
So, I personally feel,
I get where you're coming from. My thoughts are this, right? Like, Rahul Gandhi somehow, you know, like there was this whole thing happening about like Adani and, you know, Modi and all of that. And suddenly people are like, nahi, theek hai, you know, Hindenburg and all gaya, you know, now they are screwing Jack Dorsey. That's a different story. Now they are like, now look the media, what they are showing us, right? And what we can't escape that Rahul, it's back again to Rahul Gandhi. No other regional leader is getting any, view right now, if you think about it. Like currently, the only opposition leader in India by profile is Rahul Gandhi again. Now, the one party it benefits the most other than the Congress, obviously, is the BJP. Because they don't want anyone else to rise because they know isko toh main hara dega. Correct. It is like you can pick your opponent, you know, like there is always better for you who you know and you have bested multiple times over the years and decades. So I feel firstly that it is an advantage for Congress, but BJP wins even more because of this issue. Because how many votes are actually being won? Like, who's horrified that, oh my God, Rahul Gandhi got suspended in the parliament? Think about it, right? If you want to think from just votes perspective. Like, New York Times and Washington Post will keep talking smack about, like, Narendra Modi because Modi doesn't indulge them. Modi doesn't give them interviews. I believe Prime Minister Modi should talk more to the media. Not to us. Wo aise bhi bahut bad karte hain, Prime Minister ji, I respect him. But my point is ki, he needs to be more answerable, you know. And if someone's asking why is the principal opponent of yours being suspended from the parliament and all of that, and people be like, no, this is according to the rules and all, like kya pakar ho yaar, defamation file kar diya. And even apparently the Congress also dropped the ball, you know, with like some lawyers and everything, where they didn't take this seriously and this became a big issue. So, and even Rahul Gandhi is not helping himself with like statements about Savarkar and all. Like, I don't know if you read about it. Like, he straight up said, like, you know,
I'm not.
And he's like, I know what Savarkar. And I was like, bro, do you live in like Afghanistan or something, like where you can talk like this and expect people to be on your side, regardless of what the history is, what you believe or whatever? It won't fly well. It won't fly well in our country. What is wrong with you?
I'll tell you what I feel about this. Just like how we watch cricket, okay? And koi kabhi out ho jata hai na, we're always looking at the TV, shouting at the TV, saying, "Arey, aise nahi, aise khelne ka tha." Okay? And it's not like we're experts. We play cricket every day. But when you watch cricket every day, you know what is happening. For example, Kohli nicking the ball, going outside the off stump, okay? It was very evident that he just had to leave the ball. So anybody watching cricket can easily tell that he had to just simply leave the ball, not nick it. Similarly, that's how I feel about Rahul Gandhi's situation right now, okay? I think they need to change a political strategist, okay? And again, I'm not an expert, but I'll tell you why. Because, and I'm trying to correlate this with my thing. Just like how you and I are in marketing, how do we begin any campaign for that matter? It begins with knowing who your audience is. And then understanding what the audience's pain point is. Then you find a solution to it and then you market it. That is exactly what's not happening in Rahul Gandhi's case right now. Okay. Yeah. He's still not understood. In my opinion, he's still not understood who his audience is. For example, okay, last time when after a very long time when BJP came to power for the first time in 2014, they knew what the audience wanted. Okay, there was so much corruption that happened. Okay, there was that unfortunate thing that happened with Nirbhaya also. Okay, so there was women's security, women's safety, this corruption, coal scam, 2G scam, this scam, that scam, everything's coming out. Okay, so BJP knew, okay, that Prashant Kishore knew ki kya hai iska pain point, audience kaun hai, pain point kya hai, and how do we need to leverage this? Okay, and that's how they created the whole, they wove that entire campaign around it. That is what Rahul Gandhi needs to do right now. BJP, what they've done right now, they've covered all bases. Okay, and I get it, it might be difficult for him to figure out ki kya chal raha hai, but there's still a lot of areas that he can probably look at and target and then leverage to his advantage. So he needs like an overall in terms of political strategy. All of this, what he's saying right now, na, ki mera naam ye nahi hai, aur ye to chor hai, this, that, nonsense. He needs to do away with all of that. He just needs to have like a clear, sharp, a goal chahiye. This is what it is. This is who my audience is. This is what their pain point is. This is how I need to, stitch my campaign together. This is what I need to do. Then he needs to have a path. That is what's missing right now. It's just random. He just come up with some random allegations. He say something in parliament, अरे वो रफाले में इतना पैसा खा लिया, फिर उसके बाद में हम तो सावरकर नहीं है. What random, man? I mean, it, you can't have heads. So, ये भी जा रहा है, ये भी जा रहा है, ये भी जा रहा है. So people are losing focus. ये क्या बोल रहा है समझ में नहीं आ रहा है. So people don't take him seriously then. That's my take on this.
Yeah, that's a brilliant point. See, I will not get too deep into this. I have nothing to offer to Mr. Rahul Gandhi other than the fact that I pray for a fact that India gets a decent opposition. Okay. I'm India first. Any political party can screw themselves. I'm India first. Yaar, tum bridge banao, tum road banao, metro banao. And when like certain governments, you know who, they stop metro construction. Okay. And while they are moving around in air-conditioned cars and shit, I'm like, why are you going to get my vote, bro? मैं नहीं करेगा तेरे को वोट. मेरे को मेट्रो चाहिए. डूड, आई कैन अंडरस्टैंड इफ समवन सेइंग कि ओ यू वांट लाइक अ नाइट क्लब दैट इज ओपन 24/7. आई वांट दैट आल्सो, बट दैट्स नॉट माय प्रायोरिटी. माय प्रायोरिटी इज ब्रो, मेरे को नॉर्मल ट्रैवल करने देना. यू नो लाइक, कैन आई ट्रैवल लाइक अ ह्यूमन बीइंग एंड नॉट लाइक एन एनिमल इन वन ऑफ दोस मुंबई लोकल्स व्हिच आई हैव ट्रैवल्ड फॉर इन 11 इयर्स बाय द वे. सो आई एम लाइक, ये सब के अगेंस्ट आते हो. सी राहुल गांधी, वंस अगेन कमिंग बैक, Neither is he consistently pro-development. Okay.
हाँ.
वो क्या बोलेगा? तुम्हारा फैमिली के पास 60-70 साल था यार देश. तुम क्या क्या डेवलपमेंट किया? एक वो. And he actually can say that कि we got liberalisation, which they did. Their government did. Even as they are, our government did. He doesn't talk about it because what his own allies in on the left, okay, the CPM people and all those people who are actually advising him. Those people do not like that. For them, it was the apocalypse where India like had to forcibly shed its socialist nature and turn into a, you know, like a somewhat capitalist society. And aaj bhi kafi socialism hai India mein, lagega bhi. It's the nature of our country in a lot of ways because we have so many people, we can never be completely capitalistic, like say how a US is or how like South Korea is or something of that sort. So neither is Rahul Gandhi about development. Okay. He can't consistently talk about it. He just, he's one of those jealous people, you know, he comes off as Modi ji suit boot ka sarkar, Modi ji ka dost ye, Modi ji ye karte, Modi ji, are tu kya karta hai bro, tu kuch to bolna. Like, exactly. I agree with you. Correct. Okay, chal, assume I agree with you ki, okay, like the prime minister is wrong, he's done this, that. Okay, now what are you going to do? Okay. You told me, okay, my, you know, your boyfriend sucks. That's fine. How are you going to be a better boyfriend? What is your sales pitch, bro? It's not enough to say your boyfriend sucks. You have to convince the girl that you are a better option, you know, and the transition of power will not be violent. Just to put it in very personal terms. You know? Like,
मुझे नहीं लगा ये ऐसा टाइप का कुछ एनालॉजी मिलेगा.
People forget that in 2019, I think they got 20 crore votes. You know, the Congress got 20 crore votes. Yes, check it out. BJP got 34 crore. 60% pakad le, matlab voting population mein se. But I'll tell you what. Listen. BJP got 34% of the vote or something of that sort. Okay. Total. And the Congress got 20 crores of vote. Okay. And उतने and बाकी का थोड़ा बहुत एक दो करोड़ सब लोग ले लिया. This was the Lok Sabha election I'm talking about, 2019. And now you must be thinking तो कांग्रेस का तो बहुत नंबर होना चाहिए, but because every time, see, it doesn't matter if you get like 1.9 crores in one area and the BJP gets 2 crores, they get all the MPs, right? That's the whole point. So, but the reality is कि they have a base which is that strong, and this is not my point, okay? This is Shekhar Gupta's point. From the print, like Shekhar Gupta said it many years ago, that Rahul Gandhi needs to understand that he has 20 crore people who voted for him, despite having the worst results for the Congress in decades. You still have 20 crore people. What are you doing with that? Is my point. And here's the thing, right? I'm pro India, bro. Like whoever is going to help us develop the country real fast. Okay. Because this is a very critical juncture. Like, I was watching Bill Maher's show. Okay. I don't know if you watch Bill Maher.
Yeah, great guy.
I think I was watching the segment called Overtime, Real Time with Bill Maher. Uska Overtime karke segment hota hai. And there was there's this professor called Scott Galloway. He's a decent guy, smart guy. And he was on the show and they were talking about Russia and China, like how Xi Jinping and Vladimir Putin met. And they're like, dekho, dekho, log dosti kar rahe hai. And Americans are like, oh, they're axis of evil and all of that jazz. And this guy said that, you know, like China and Russia are definitely partners. The US and Western Europe are like one bloc, obviously, NATO. We have allies in the Middle East. But in Asia, you know, we have Japan on our side, Korea on our side, but they have North Korea with them. And and of course, China and Russia are together. But you know what he said ultimately, Scott Galloway? He said the swing vote in Asia and in the world is India.
No.
Perfect. I was like, fuck, bro. Like, this is why I watch, you know, Bill Maher's show and the guests that he gets. And I was like, that's so true. India is may not be the most powerful. Like what? We have what? $3 trillion ka apna economy hai na, sirf. The reason I say sirf is because if you look at the China, they're like what? 15 trillion? China is 15 to 17 trillion.
They're 4 or 5 times, I think.
And 4 or 5 times more than us, right? US तो छोड़ी है वो तो 50 है US तो 25 या 50 पे वैसा कुछ तो हो लोग बट हां इट्स जस्ट इनसेन द डिफरेंस इज इनसेन बट वो बोलते ना लाइक कि इट डजंट मैटर यू नो लाइक इट्स लाइक दैट एकनाथ शिंदे थिंगी राइट लाइक मैं टर्न करेगा सब कुछ यू नो लाइक यू डोंट नीड टू हैव एवरीवन यू नो यू डोंट नीड टू हैव एवरीवन यू नीड टू हैव इनफ सो आई थिंक इंडिया हैज इनफ एंड फ्रैंकली वी आर नॉट अ कंट्री दैट इज बिल्ट टू ग्रो लाइक चाइना डिड कि डबल डिजिट ग्रोथ फॉर वन डेकेड हो ही नहीं सकता अपने इधर हो ही नहीं सकता इधर तुम ऐसा कुछ फैक्ट्री डालने जाओ तो बोलता है कि मैंग्रोव मर रहा है मतलब वो मैंग्रोव क्या उसको जीने का है क्या तू पूछा है क्या वो मैंग्रोव को मतलब विथ ऑल ड्यू मतलब आई एम जोकिंग मतलब वी आर वेरी आई एम वेरी प्रो एनवायरमेंट बट आई एम जस्ट सेइंग दैट वी हैव अ लॉट ऑफ प्रॉब्लम्स राइट विच अदर कंट्रीज डू नॉट वी जस्ट कांट वी कांट डू दिस ओके वी आर गोना ग्रो एट 6-7% थोड़ा बहुत 8% लाइक एंड यू नो वी आर गोना गो ऑन यूट्यूब एंड से this is our century and some you know like something or the other some outsider will come and say ki yeah india's it's india's century and we are going to be like ah! so yeah this is embarrassingly and typically very natural of us to do but what is not also we can't ignore is that we do hold a lot of power because of the delicate balance of things that we have and aise critical juncture pe do you really want Rahul Gandhi leading the nation is my whole thing, you know?
I also read this somewhere that Barack Obama ne bhi apne book mein bola hai ki he is not the kind of leader that the country should have.
Yeah. He said that he was trying to sound smart, but he wasn't. Like, can you imagine like a worse way to talk about someone other than straight up insulting them? Like this guy, like Barack Obama was like, and this must be the version, and this is the version that went public. Can you imagine like a version that was so unfiltered? Like there must be, he has a team who must be like, sir, ye mat likho. Yes, acha nahi hai long-term relations ke liye. But it's very clear, dude, that guy is not cut out. But I think then you have Arvind Kejriwal who can become the next leader in the next 10 years. I can see him becoming the Prime Minister.
You do?
I can.
I don't know. Like, if you go to the northern side...
Wo coalition banayega, but wo banega. Leader of opposition banke, wo banega.
Achha, that way. Russia coalition kon banayega? Congress? TMC
hai. Now, after Mamata Di, there will be someone. But they know. See, TMC is never going to be a national party. Correct. But they will have enough power to power a coalition. DMK, AIDMK, jo bhi hai niche. DMK most likely in South.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
What was then, Mahagathbandhan.
Mahagathbandhan. But actual Mahagathbandhan. Like a genuine one. Like, you know, KCR, KTR. Those people are there, right? Like those people know, you know, like we just have to be patient And one day, and see, everyone knows Modi ko nahi. Matlab, Modi is going to do his 2-3 terms, and then uske baad we have a chance. Ki, ha, iska bhi ho kya? Now we can try and see if we can do something about it. So it's like that whole Roger Federer, Djokovic, and Nadal thingy, right? Ki, once you guys are done, okay, then we can come and probably do something like Ronaldo, Messi type. So they have accepted it. Everyone's accepted it. But I feel that Kejriwal will become the prime minister one day, for sure.
Well, let's see. You think Rahul Gandhi will ever have a biopic?
Oh, yes. But it will be like... In India, political biopics don't work, dude. There's just way too much hatred.
Why? Which was the last... What do you think? Kaun sa biopic ekdam sahi chala? Political biopic nahi chala.
Bro, all cricket biopics do well because people don't hate like a Sachin. People don't hate a Dhoni. People will probably be like, nah, it could be better, you know, and all of that. Bro, they had a biopic for Azhar, if I'm not wrong. Imran Hashmi
was there.
Yeah. I mean, this is not a serious country. We are not a serious country. Like, Mohammad Azharuddin is like, come on, bro. No, he's not supposed to have a biopic in a sane world, but whatever. So... Anyway, fuck all that.
But then, they found a different career. So, Azharuddin went to parliament. If I remember, Ajay Jadeja also got the axe. And uske baad mein, he starred in a movie. You remember that? Khel mein aaya
toh. I remember that movie. It was in a movie and Sunny Deol was in it, if I'm not wrong.
No. Sunil Shetty was there. Okay. So, Ajay Jadeja is an orphan. Okay. And his parents have left like a lot of property and wealth. Okay. Aur ye kuch nahi karta hai. Nalla baitha rehta pura din. Theek hai. The proper bachelor uske ghar mein aisa kapde ka aisa hill bana rahega. Kahi pe batak ghum raha hai, kahi pe billi ghum raha hai, aisa kuch to bhi chalta hai. Theek hai. And then Sunil Shetty is a businessman. Theek hai. Also, he doesn't have parents, but he has dadi. Okay. And they live in this massive house. Theek hai. And both of them are their friends, like very thick. Theek hai. So, what a movie. Pehle kya hota hai? So, this guy, you know, Sunil Shetty, okay, he's the kind jo bully type ka businessman nahi rehta, jo bully karke aisa, I'll take your property, take your land and build this zabardasti se sign karana aur ana, that type ka, okay. So, he goes to this, so the very first scenes, early scenes, okay, he goes to this rival businessman, jiska land he's trying to get, okay. The rival businessman has bodyguards, henchmen. Okay, Sunil Shetty, of course, he whacks him. Okay, Padme usko maarta hai rival ko. Haan. Bro, you won't believe this. Wo banda pura, theek hai, suit boot pura pehna hai, theek hai, aisa tie wire laga ke. Bro, you will not believe, usne pair mein sandal pehna hai. Main bola, ye kya chal raha hai bhai idhar? Tie pehna hai, short pehna hai kala, is proper tip top, baal mein gel wire laga ke. Pair mein sandal pehna hai, bro. I'm like, what is happening here?
Bro,
you're making like a crore isa paise ka rupee ka movie. This is the level. Bro, it's just ultimate.
What is the name of this movie?
Khel.
Khel, okay. Dude, I remember one movie where Ajay Jadeja was there. And I saw, matlab, one of the scenes I remember is that he's running. And he's trying to kill himself. So he jumps in front of a Toyota or something on the highway. And he's trying to kill himself or something. Ajay Jadeja in that movie. Like, I was like, yeah, I remember. And his acting is so bad. And I was like, bro, this is worse than nepotism, dude. Like, you know, I can still understand giving the role to your child, but giving the role to your friend is even worse. Like, some of our friends don't deserve things. Okay, let's be very honest.
Or vaisa acting mein, can you believe it? Selena Jaitley falls for him. And I'm like, bro. And she's like, kitna sweet banda hai. I'm like, bro, kya acting kar raha hai yaar wo? How can you
fall for him? Wahi to khel hai. Speaking of which, like, which is the worst movie you've seen recently?
Recently? Bro, recently I haven't seen. But when you say worst movie, that is... worst movie, no. It's not the worst movie, but I always say Mehbooba. So, Mehbooba mein Sanjay Dutt hai, Ajay Devgan hai, and मनीषा कोइराला, ओके इंटरेस्टिंग प्लॉट, लेट मी वेस्ट योर टाइम ऑन दिस. तो उसमें क्या होता है कि संजय दत्त इज अ मिलियनेयर इन यूएस, ठीक है, एंड ही इज लाइक अ प्ले बॉय, ठीक है. नाउ ही थ्रोज दिस पार्टी ऑन अ यॉट, ओके, जहाँ पे उसका कुछ मुनीम जी मैनेजर टाइप के लोग भी आते हैं. सो दिस मैनेजर गाय, हिज डॉटर इज मनीषा कोइराला, ओके. सो दिस गाय सेज के यू नो, उसे ऐसा चांस वांस मारता है. सो मनीषा कोइराला वैक्स हिम. शी इज लाइक, व्हाट नॉनसेंस गाय यू आर, ओके डोंट डू दिस, आई एम वेरी नाइस इनोसेंट गर्ल एंड ऑल, सो डोंट डू दिस. तो संजय दत्त पूरा ट्रांसफॉर्म हो जाता है, ऐसा दिमाग ऐसा प्यूरिफाई हो जाता है, लाइक दिस इज द गर्ल आई बीन वेटिंग फॉर, ओके शी इज लाइक अल्टीमेट एंड दिस इज मैरिज मटेरियल, शी इज वाइफ मटेरियल, ओके आई एम गोना मैरी हर. सो उसको बोलता है जेनरली, आई वुड मैरी यू, दिस दैट दिस दैट, आई हैव ट्रांसफॉर्म कंप्लीटली. शी इज लाइक ओके ओके लेट्स गेट एंगेज्ड. सो दे गेट एंगेज्ड, ओके, देन दिस सॉन्ग हैपनिंग, ओके, एंड देन दे स्पेंड द नाइट टुगेदर, ठीक है. नेक्स्ट डे संजय दत्त इज लाइक, ये ले रिंग, आई वाज I wanted to take revenge. she's like, what, bro? Why are you doing this and all? She's like, no, this is revenge for the thappad. You know, take this ring and fuck off from here. So,
bro, I didn't see this coming,
no. Bro, so she's like, I'm all broken now. She goes tells her father. So father dies.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm dying now. Kya ho raha hai kya abhi life mein? Then,
oh God.
Then she, what she does is, okay, she goes to Europe. Changes her name, goes to an auntie. She's like, I want to live like a secluded life now. May survive, change my name and everything. Nobody will know me because so much disaster has happened and all. Then she finds Ajay Devgan. Okay. So
Ajay Devgan ko aisa matlab aisa hi ladki log milta hai. Matlab this is not, I think in Hum Aap Ke, like what was that movie?
Hum Dil De Chuke Sanam.
Hum Dil De Chuke Sanam. Usko aisa hi kuch scam ladki log milta
hai. He always comes to the rescue. Okay. So Ajay Devgan is like, no, you're a nice girl, you're not broken, I am also nice, you're also nice, let's get married. She's like, okay, let's get married, okay. They get engaged, okay. Now Ajay Devgan is like, let me take you to India, because they're in Europe, let me take you to India. And they're very rich, as a proper haveli wagera hai. This is Rajasthan mein nahi dikhate, like dhabi hai, nokar chakar and all that. So desert mein jeep mein ja rahe. So when desert mein jeep mein they're going to Bollywood, you know they're rich. In your mind, you know they're rich. जीप में जाके डेजर्ट में अल्टीमेटली दिस हवेली दे गो टू
गोवर्धन.
गुड वन. सो या ठीक है. सो दे गो टू दादी दादी माँ एंड दे कॉल दिस दादी माँ बिकॉज रिच पीपल कॉल दिस दादी माँ. ओके तो ऐसा पैर वैर छुके हैं एवरीथिंग. ओके ठीक है. नाउ सब हो गया एंड देन क्या होता कि वो बोलता कि भाई अभी यू नो यू आर हियर नाउ आई यू नीड टू मीट माय ओल्डर ब्रदर. ठीक है. गेस हु द ओल्डर ब्रदर इज.
ब्रो ये लोग इंटेलिजेंस क्यों नहीं करते.
दैट इज सच अ फक्ड अप मूवी. नो आई वाज लाइक व्हाई ब्रो व्हाट इज हैपनिंग हियर. सो इट्स नॉट लाइक द वर्स्ट मूवी बट इट जस्ट फक्ड अप टू अनदर. आई एम लाइक क्या हो रहा है यार ये. And then now, and Ajay Devgan is like a genuinely nice guy, okay? Sanjay Dutt is a spoiled brat, and he's very protective. Mera chota bhai, just that. But then, kya hota hai ki, he's like, no, what I did was wrong, and Ajay loves her so much, so I must correct this. So, last mein kuch to fighting scene hota hai, Jabardasti ka, in which Sanjay Dutt eventually saves them, and he dies, because he was the bad guy initially, so he had to die. So, that's how the movie corrects itself at the end. Finish.
Bro, this is insane, dude. Where can people watch this amazing movie?
YouTube.
Where can the viewers watch? YouTube. Go to
YouTube. Just, kuch bhi is random. Sanjay Dutt, full movie, some random. Bro, so I watch anything random in life. I don't know why, I just love watching
it.
Bro, because kuch bhi story hai, and you'll find so much khazana. Like, we're always looking for novelty, this and that. Bro, there's so many movies now. You actually go. Maybe there's bad acting. They've not invested much in music or the set or whatever, okay? Because in this movie that I talked about, okay, you can actually tell that they've not invested a lot. It's just a set. Aisa peeche mein nahi ki aisa artistry rahega kuch. Aisa moon banaya rahega, stars banaya rahega.
Backdrop.
हाँ बैकड्रॉप ओके एंड देन नकली बिल्डिंग रहेगा एंड यू लाइक ओके दिस इज न्यूयॉर्क नो दिस नॉट न्यूयॉर्क दैट्स द सेट ओके
बट यू कैन टेल
हाँ बट देन आई लाइक इन जनरल आई लाइक स्टोरीज या आई लाइक लिसनिंग टू स्टोरीज आई लाइक वॉचिंग स्टोरीज सो आई वॉच ऑल दिस नॉनसेंस एंड देयर इज जस्ट सो मेनी रैंडम स्टोरीज इन लाइफ यू कांट इमेजिन यूट्यूब इज
कैन यू गिव मी अनदर वन कैन यू गिव मी अनदर वन
अनदर वन
And narrated exactly the way you narrated the last one. It was incredible. It was like a master session in storytelling.
Bro, another one. Let me think about. There was one Sunil Shetty movie. Okay. I'm forgetting the name. I think it was Virodh. Yeah, Virodhi. Okay, let
Nirodh.
Me Google it. Virodh, is it?
Nirodh.
Hey, yeah. Or did you say what I thought you said?
Yes.
Ah, Sunil Shetty. See, people are googling this shit. Yeah, Krodh.
Ah, Krodh.
Ah, so Krodh mein kya hota hai? There's Sunil Shetty. He's orphan. Okay. I don't know why people start with the movies. They're orphans only. Sunil Shetty, orphan. But I don't know what he does. Somehow he's well off in life. Okay. Maybe he worked hard, scholarships, kuch kuch aaye rahega. He's worked hard. He has a big house. So he's well off. Okay. Or maybe his parents lived in something. Now he has five sisters. Okay. Now the movie starts off with this. Okay. There's a bus coming into the town. Okay. It's a town. It's not a city. Like it's a general tier two town. It's, okay. Bus is coming. Okay. And his sisters are getting down. Okay. So Sunil Shetty, five sisters in the bus. So sisters start getting down. Okay. Then some tapori chap standing there and they're like, oh ho, chamiya, what you're doing and all. So Sunil Shetty like, bro, this is my sister. Okay, back off. So they're like, no, kab tak ghar pe rakhega and all. So he starts whacking them. Left, right. And like nobody dare look at my sisters. Okay. Then there's Johnny Lever also, comedy element. He's also trying to patao some sister. Okay. So peeche peeche jata hai. Then Sunil Shetty stops. Then it turns back to look at Johnny Lever. And Johnny Lever is something doing something in the diary. He's reading something on the pole. Aise kuch karta rahega. So this is the foundation of the movie. But kya hota hai? Dheere dheere. His sister, usme aise dikha hai ki sister sister. This guy is overprotective. But because he's overprotective, sisters, they start talking to different guys. Ek kisi se pyar karegi, dusre kisi se pyar karegi. Theek hai, aise kuch hota. Bro, again, mad story. So the elder sister, okay. And the thing is that elder sister needs to get married first and then younger sisters would get married. So the younger sister, she falls in love with Atul Agnihotri.
Okay. Yes, of course.
You remember? Huh? Not Atul Agnihotri. What is this guy? Yeah, there's a movie with Sunny Deval. Atul Agnihotri. Yeah. Jassi Jassi Koi Nahi, you remember? उसमें
yeah, मन I know who you're talking about,
that guy.
Boss. हाँ, yes.
हाँ, some guy, okay. So she falls, the one of the younger sisters, she falls in love with the guy, okay.
Yeah.
But he's like, no, okay. इनको पता नहीं रहता इनका setting है and all. Sunil Shetty is like, no, I'll find you guys and you'll get married to them. So the older sister, he's trying to find some match. तो बोलता है मैं तो बड़ी शादी बड़ी पक्की करके हूँ. He goes to some random bank. वहाँ पे random bank manager से मिलता है. बोलता है मेरी बहन है. आप मेरे को अच्छे भले मानस लगे. He's like, yeah, I'll marry your sister. So like, great deal हो गया.
BFSI people like keep winning, huh? People banking have just got all the luck, I would say. But okay, so, except for Silicon Valley, but yeah.
मैं भी बैठा हूँ ब्रो इधर. So basically, coming back to the story, वो क्या बोलता है कि ठीक है, you marry my sister. Now the sister, okay. She sees some teacher or something, okay. She goes somewhere and usko raat ko late ho jata hai, wo aati nahi hai, barish ho raha hai. These guys bahar jate hain, dhoondte hain, milte hain. Now the sister, older sister on her way gets wet, okay. So pehle usko piche gudda log mil jata hai, theek hai, wo gir jati hai kichad mein, theek hai. But she manages somehow, okay, she survives. Then she goes to this guy's house who's also a teacher somewhere, okay, I think the same school. So she's like, please help me. Goons are after me and all. She's like, okay. So she goes, she changes and all. And our brother, okay, no, this teacher, okay, he's drinking. Bro, I'm losing control. दैट इज अ काइंड ऑफ फक्ड अप मूवी दिस इज. ओके फिर वो बोलता है कि नहीं नहीं अब इनको शादी करना पड़ेगा. देन दिस गाय इज लाइक देन द सिस्टर इज लाइक नो दिस गाय इज रूइनिंग द सिस्टर्स लाइफ एंड दिस गर्ल्स डोंट नो कि व्हाट हैज हैपेंड विद द सिस्टर. नो भैया गलत है एंड ये तो ऐसे है. देन एवरीवन बिकम्स एंटी भैया. ओके एसेंशियली बट टुवर्ड्स द एंड देन देयर इज अ रैंडम गून इंट्रोड्यूस अगेन. ओके एंड ही स्टार्ट्स फाइटिंग अतुल अग्निहोत्री एंड ऑल. हां देन सुनील शेट्टी कम्स टू द रेस्क्यू. ही किक्स ऑफ एवरीवन. And then every sister is like, no, he's a nice boy. Yeah, let's stick together. Finish.
Oh, no. I thought every sister would have her own story, dude.
That is movie. No.
Oh my god! I don't know, man. I don't know. The 90s were a very different time. You know what people talk about the 90s? You know, the worst time for movies was early 2000s. 2000 to 2003-4 was a very bad time for movies, because I'll tell you why. India had moved on. The taste in movies, in at least the urban centers, had moved on. But nobody told Govinda about it. Nobody told Jackie Shroff about it. In a lot of ways, nobody told Sunny Deol and this guy. Sanjay Dutt also, if you ask me. Sanjay Dutt had failed until Munna Bhai and all came. Sanjay Dutt had pretty much failed. The late 90s and early 2000s, these guys were failing hard. And then you saw Munna Bhai and, you know, and I think Sunny Deol I don't think has had a good movie in decades. I mean, Gadar was his last good movie. Gadar was his last good movie, dude. गदर के बाद कुछ नहीं आया. यू सॉ गोविंदा. गोविंदा का डू यू रिमेम्बर व्हाट वाज गोविंदास लास्ट गुड मूवी? वो इट वाज पार्टनर. एंड द ओनली रीजन पार्टनर डिड वेल इज बिकॉज़ ऑफ सलमान.
इट वाजंट रियली गुड मूवी बिकॉज़ आई लाइक गोविंदा फॉर व्हाट इज डन. इज इंसेनली फनी. आई रियली लाइक इट. राजा बाबू, कूली नंबर वन, आंटी नंबर वन,
छोटे. या बट आई एम सेइंग अर्ली व्हिच वाज हिज लास्ट गुड मूवी. पार्टनर. He hasn't done anything in the last 20 years. In the last 15 years, though, at least he's not done anything. So, and Govinda had a huge fan base. People are forgetting that. The only thing is he never reinvented himself. Okay. And I would say, in a lot of ways, funnily enough, something which really worked for someone without reinventing was Johnny Lever. Golmaal series, Johnny Lever had also lost out for a good 5-10 years. Nobody wanted him. But if you looked at, Johnny Lever in Hera Feri, maybe he was in Hera Feri. Correct? And after that, Hera Feri is a very old movie. Okay. After that, I don't remember Johnny Lever Golmaal mein ek mein tha. And that's about it. After that, even he is not done well. But now again, you know, Johnny Lever is still there. God knows what is he doing. But I don't know. Other than that, Jackie Shroff. Dude, Jackie Shroff came back into the public consciousness after Tiger became successful. And of course, Maushi. Okay. Those are the only two things that, you know, genuinely got him back. And till date, Jackie Shroff still hasn't managed to go back to his old heights. And the worst part is he had so much potential.
What was his old height? What was his old height? What old? Jackie Shroff, you remember when you said he was at peak? What I peak remember? What I remember peak Jackie Shroff is
King him
dancing on the have you seen Rangina?
On the beach with Urmila Matondkar. I know he was in his boxers. I know that.
He was in boxers.
Listen, if in that song you saw Jackie Shroff and his boxers, I have some bad news for you. Okay? Because all I could see was Urmila Matondkar, but okay. Up to you. you do.
Bro, of course, Urmila. But he was there, bro. He was just in your face. I'm like, what? Kya ho rahe?
You're not supposed to look at Jackie Shroff in that song, dude. But yeah, I would say that some actors just never, you know, got the memo that India is moving on and they need to reinvent themselves. Amitabh did. Amitabh reinvented. Shah Rukh took a lot of risks. He reinvented. Saif had to reinvent so much because Saif never worked out properly for the first 4-5 years of his career. Saif was a failure.
I don't think he ever got stereotyped. with Shahrukh, no, he got stereotyped as the romance king and all. Okay. Salman got stereotyped as the action guy. Even Akshay Kumar. With Saif Ali Khan, he never got stereotyped. And he kept on experimenting also.
That also means no one is losing their minds over Saif Ali Khan. Let's be honest. Mm-hmm. Saif Ali Khan is Saif Ali Khan. He's a great actor. I respect him a lot. But no one going mad about Saif Ali Khan. He's not a superstar. You know, Ranveer Singh ka level ke tak to wo pahuncha nahi. Correct. Ranveer is bigger than Saif. Dude, and I would say Saif Ali Khan deserved so much more. He's such a versatile actor. Okay. But I think he couldn't
kind of differ there. Differing opinion there. Acting is one thing because Saif Ali Khan is a really nice actor. But to where Ranveer Singh is because people like him, the personality.
Yeah.
Like, he's also like evolved as a brand, maybe you could say that. But then acting is one thing. He does act well. But then he's evolved into something else, which Saif Ali Khan is not. Although when you compare acting, then I think it takes Saif Ali Khan
for a Saif had his time. Saif had his time. You can become a superstar in your 30s, dude. You are not becoming a superstar in your 40s. You're just not.
40s, yeah.
Saif had his time. He did not. He couldn't cut it. And very smartly, though, he's like, main second fiddle banega. Shahrukh ke second fiddle banega. Iska second fiddle banega. Aamir ka second fiddle banega. But I will... ek umar hota hai and uska umar chala gaya. Uske baad he's like, okay, I'm just going to experiment. And I'm going to be multi-star. Yeah.
But he always did well as second fiddle.
Saif has done very well for and ek do saal bhi uska movie fuck all hota na, teesra saal kuch na kuch wo leke aata hai. Like, even I did not expect him to take that Sacred Games wala risk. I'll be very honest. And I really like his performance, like in Sacred Games and shit. So yeah,
I like him in Omkara. Omkara was really nice. And recently in Tanaji also.
Yeah.
Okay,
so just to close this off, right? Last question: what movies are you looking forward to? Good ones, Gadar 2. not the bad ones.
Gadar 2, of course. Yeah, that Gadar is one movie. When, the moment you said that, there's one movie that's coming up. I mean, it's funny. It's not something I'm really looking forward to, but Jennifer Lawrence, where she's hired. To date,
I know that one. High school. Date.
I think
date
it was funny. The trailer, I think, was funny.
Hard potential.
And what else?
But I am looking forward to that movie on a Netflix. I'm not going to watch that movie in the theaters. Correct. Let's be very honest. I'm going to watch Pathan on Prime very soon, and I'm going to. I'm waiting for Fast and Furious. By the way. Even that is coming up in May or June or something of that sort. Just by the way. So Fast 9, I think it's called. Is coming up. Fast and Furious.
No, Fast 10.
Fast 10. Yeah, so family. So I'm looking forward to that. And of course, I'm looking forward to Oppenheimer. And there's one more I'm forgetting for some reason. But yeah. Oppenheimer, and ek aur kuch to hai yaar, main bhool raha, but John Wick to dekh liya, bro. And I'm going to definitely re-watch John Wick when it comes on like Prime or something for sure.
You're not looking forward to Kisi Ki Bhai, kya? Kisi Ka Bhai, Kisi Ki Jaan?
I'm not. But probably I'll have to go and watch it, you know, just for the... You know what? You and I, we can go and watch it. Kisi ka bhai, kisi ki jaan. Let's do it, dude. Like, you and I, let's watch it. And let's watch it sasta. Okay, like, 200-250 rupees ka ticket. Okay, like...
Single screen. You want to go to single screen.
Single screen thoda zyada rowdy ho jayega, bro. But probably we can try. Udhar caramel popcorn nahi milega, lekin. Nachos bhi nahi milega. Utna
hai, caramel popcorn na is an abomination. There's nothing called a caramel popcorn, please. Okay.
Caramel popcorn is the
best. Popcorn can never be caramel. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Oh, caramel popcorn, the best. The best. I just love it. So on
Spawns
that
of,
note...
Spawns of Satan, you guys.
No, man. Fuck you. Caramel popcorn is the best. On that note, thanks a lot, Dhawal. This was a great episode. Once again, I think we can go on and on for hours. That's what I love about like these episodes with you. But yeah, looking forward to the next one where we will talk about a lot of other things and probably sports, probably F1 or something. Or let's see. But this was fantastic. Thank you so much, Pangla Pota. Thank you so much for being part of Polkeball. And you are officially the one person who's arrived on Polkeball, you know, who's been featured on Polkeball the highest. And I hope it stays the same way. Let's
thank
do
you
this.
So much. Thank yeah? you so much. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. Right. Thank you so much, Dhaval. It was fantastic. Good night, buddy.
Good night.